Ready, Chad? This is get this over with. I want to thank everyone coming out this afternoon to celebrate a great career of Chad Greenway's. How much he's meant to this organization, how much he's meant to this community is just a fine example of how many people turned out today to wish him well. When the Wilfs bought this team 11 years ago or 12 years ago, Chad was the first player that was drafted under the Wilf ownership. And the Wilfs had an idea of what they wanted in a football player. And not only did Chad show that on the field, but his contributions off the field speak for themselves. He's been four-time community player of the year. He's had over 1,300 tackles on the field. He's been a great mentor to every player that we've brought through this organization about showing them not only how to prepare as a pro, how to be the best you can be on the field, how you help your football team win games, but more importantly, what you do off the field and how important it is for NFL players today to represent their organizations out in the community. So as much as we're going to miss Chad Greenway on the field, I know he's going to be a big part of this organization as we move forward, and looking forward to see how that evolves down the road. But now I'd like to turn it over to Coach Zimmer to say a few words before Chad comes up. Coach Zimmer.
Usually in these retirement parties, they have a lot of drinks and food, and I don't see any around here. But, you know, Chad, there's a lot of great former Vikings up there. Maybe you should take the seat with those guys now, huh? You know, Chad, for the 3 years that I've been here, has been a tremendous help to me, to this team, to this organization. Anytime I had any kind of message with this football team or the organization, he was always there to sell it and help in any way possible. He was a guy I could lean on an awful lot in the locker room, a guy I would come in and talk to a lot about things that are going on throughout the course of the football team. And, you know, like I've said before, I wish I would have had him when he was younger. Actually, when we were both younger, right? But Chad is a true Viking. He's going to fit in tremendously with all these other great Vikings that are up here right now and great coaching legends. So I'm sorry to see you go, but happy for you for the time that you have in the future. So, Chad?
Thank you, guys. I told him no lies, so that looked to be good. But, you know, first off, just thank everybody for coming. This is an honor. This is something actually that I requested. There's a lot of different ways to retire, and we all saw Jared Allen right off into the sunset last year. We've seen the different ways to do it, but I just thought it would be so fitting for me. I'm so proud of the fact that I played in this organization for 11 years. I'm so proud of the fact that I'm from South Dakota, went to Iowa and played in Minnesota, and from this tri-state area. I'm so proud to be a part of this community. I thought it was only right that I was able to have a press conference to thank everybody who got me to this position, helped me get to this position, and helped me stay in this position for so long. And I thought no better way to do it than to say thank you at a press conference. First off, Sid, it's great to see you here. Freddie Z, great to see you here. Bud Grant, Paul, Carl, there's so many great Vikings. You know, Ben and Jim Kleinsaucer are here. I'm sure I'm missing some others. I see Harry up there. It's just such an honor to be to have these folks come and be a part of my day. And you know, there's you know, to be able to hold the torch for small towns, not only in Upper Midwest and South Dakota and Iowa and Minnesota, but really all across the country, about being a 9-man football player from Mount Vernon, South Dakota, population 400, and to realize my dreams of playing the NFL for 11 years. A dream that I started when I was 5 or 6 years old. I was holding the gate for my dad when he was feeding cattle, and I told him I'm going to play pro ball. And he looked at me like I was crazy. I'll never forget. He's like, well, it's going to take a lot of hard work, but it's possible. And it's sort of one of those moments you just never forget as a kid, and my dad was my hero, and I think when he said that, it's something like, you know what, I'm going to try to do that. And it took a lot of work, it's taken a lot of effort, and a lot of good luck, but as I got to the point where I got a little older and I started getting recruited, and you go through those times, you realize that growing up in that environment on the farm and in that community was the reason I not only had been able to have success at Iowa, but also be able to have 11 years of success here. Continued success was all because of not only, you know, who I am, but what made me who I am by my parents and my background, my farming background, and that community. And that's an honor to be able to carry the torch for all those folks across this country that grow up like that, and all those kids that live in that area that have the same dream that I had. And you know, it's been an honor and a privilege. You know, football and sports in general, is you have a series of goals, you know, that you always set for yourself. You know, you want to play for your high school football team. You want to be the best player. You want to see your name in the paper. You want to have the accolades. You want to get win the player of the year. You want to be the football Gatorade player of the year for the state of South Dakota. There's so many accolades and goals that I've had to be able to get a Division I scholarship. I had one offer. I made the most out of it. Thank you, Iowa. That was a goal. To be able to play at Iowa was a goal. To be an All-American was a goal. To be drafted in the NFL was certainly a goal. And as I got in the NFL, and the goals just change. You know, my goals became, I want to be all pro. I got that. I want to be Pro Bowl. I got that. I want to be a great teammate and a leader. I was certainly that. I want to be able to finish my career at Viking. And Jim, it's so fitting that Jim's here, because as I watched Jim go through his career, he's a North Dakota boy and somebody that I wanted to emulate and be like, and I was so happy to be able to play with him, just to see him go through his career, to be able to finish a Viking after 13 years of an unbelievable career that we could all say is will go down as probably one of the finest Viking players in history. To be able to watch him do that and go out his own way as a Viking with one organization and be just a proud, humble guy that he is and never have to change was something I looked at too and be like, you know what, that's how you do it. And my goal then became, after I got to sign back my second time around, was to figure out a way to have enough value within this organization to stay here until I wanted to be done. And not only to finish a Viking, but then to be able to go out and have a goal of finishing it my way. So although I didn't win a Super Bowl, it was the only goal I haven't accomplished, this today is a goal that I'm accomplishing. This is my final goal that I'll accomplish in the NFL. Probably my final goal that I'll, you know, achieve as a player, was to be able to go out and retire on my own terms, doing it my way, and looking back at a career that I don't have to live with any regret. I never took a day off. I never took the easy way out. I started from nowhere and was able to achieve the highest standard of our profession. And I think that I'm so proud of all that because of the work you put in. And I tell a lot of our young players now, I said, you know, there's a lot of people that are trying to come be, get a piece of who you are as a player, as an athlete, to come be, you know, just to, you know, whether it be financially or take your time, they want a piece of you. And I said, you look around at 6 a.m. when you're working out and you're sweating and you're grinding and you're trying to achieve all those goals that you have set in front of you. You look around and you see if those people are there beside you. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be up to you what you want to do. And, you know, after having an 11-year career, 4 years in college and then high school, you have a lot of, it's hard to encapsulate a career with one speech, and it's hard to write that down and try to make sense of it all. And I tried, and it's tough. But the one thing I wanted to make sure I did was try to have a chance to thank as many people as I could along the way. And I certainly want to start, and that's the only thing I wrote down was my thank you, because I knew I'd forget. But I want to be able to write down a few things. And, you know, when I was drafted here, you know, Ziggy and Mark Wilf were our ownership, and I was the first draft pick, like Rick said. And, you know, you couldn't ask for a better environment for a kid to come into, a more comfortable environment, a more family-friendly environment, an environment that really wanted to protect their young players than Ziggy and Mark, what they created here, and they still have here for our young guys. You know, they both had I had a chance to talk to both of them yesterday on the phone. They took the time out of their day to call me and talk for a long time about just, you know, what I meant to this organization, what I meant to this community. And I had an opportunity to thank them for not only drafting me and bringing me here, but then to stick with me and be behind me every community event, every foundation event, every day, every year in the football, on the football field, to always give us the best opportunity to win championships. I had a chance to thank them. So to Mark and Ziggy, thank you. Thanks to the entire ownership group. Rick, you know, we've had a, you know, this doesn't happen in the NFL anymore. To be able to have a GM that you're with for a decade, over a decade, and to be able to have a relationship that I could walk up to Rick's office and be honest with him, and he can be honest with me, and you can look around and say, where else has that happened in the NFL? It's probably not happened very often, or very many places. And I think to be able to have that relationship with Rick and our management team, you know, Rob Brzezinski, George Payton, that's become a true honor for me to be able to have that relationship with you guys. And it's something that doesn't happen in this day and age. And I challenge young guys to be able to put yourself in position to be a player that they can recognize as somebody that they can lean on. Because we're more than just players. We're more than just athletes. We can really be a part of this organization in different ways, you know, through the community, through helping us build, win, you know, build and win championships. So, Rick, thank you for everything. George, thank you for everything. And certainly, Rob, thank you. There's one guy in the scouting department that I had to single out because he's the first person I met from this organization. His name's Scott Studwell. You might have heard of him. He's in our Ring of Honor. He's one of our best players of all time. He's certainly my favorite Viking of all time. And, you know, Scott started scouting me at Iowa maybe 2003 or 4, and he would always be around and ask me a bunch of questions, and I didn't really know who he was. And then our strength coach told me who he was, and I looked him up, and I realized exactly who he was. And then when he drafted, helped draft me here in 2006, I got to be around him every day on a professional level and see, you know, how he handled himself after football. We all know how a storied career and all his damn records that I could never catch. You know, that's those shadows, you know, lurked over me about just trying to live up to, you know, not only how Scott was as a player and the way he played the game, the respect people have for him, but also the way he carries himself professionally. And I think, you know, I look up to you, Scott, a lot, and I appreciate that example every day. And I couldn't catch the records because they were way too far out in front of me, but I appreciate you giving me a standard to reach for. And then Steve LaCroix, he's in our marketing department. He's a Hawkeye and a guy that's had my back since day one. I would be remiss if I missed the chance to say thank you, Steve, and that whole group, the whole marketing team that's had a chance to push me and market me and the brand who I was, our foundation, over the years and grow that, and they've helped in so many different ways. Coaches, I started with Coach Zim. You know, Coach, when you came here a couple years ago, it was perfect timing for me, a time to challenge me in different ways. I was in my ninth season, a time to bring new ideas, and that certainly happened. You know, Zim's mentality and the way he carries himself is something that I respect wholeheartedly. He's the same person every day, and he's one hell of a football coach, and he's the right coach for this football team and organization. I'm so excited that he's here. I'm so happy that I got a chance to play for him, and it was truly an honor. Coach Adam, Zim are up there. Jeff Howard sitting beside him, my two linebacker coaches these last couple years. You know, it's often, not often, the player is older than the coach, but in our room that happened, and Adam handled it so graciously that, you know, he only chewed my ass like once a day rather than three. But, you know, it was so fun to play for him because he was learning just as much as we were at the same time, and he was selfless enough to understand and know when let us be players, and that was fun. He let me lead that room. He let me be the captain of that room, and I certainly appreciate that from you guys. Coach Edwards, and the whole defensive staff, you know, thank you. Obviously, it's been a fun last 3 years. I got to learn so much about defense. I learned more about defense the last 3 years than I knew my entire life, and that's the truth. And it's been fun to kind of change your game and understanding of the game that you've known for so long in such a short period of time, and I thank you guys for that. I would just be mad if I didn't thank Coach Childress, Coach Tomlin, for bringing me here, 2006. Seems like a lifetime ago, but thank you. Coach Frazier for really kind of letting me grow up underneath you. He's a great man, a great leader, a guy that certainly, you know, like to live up to be like him because he's a great person. And Coach Fred Pugich, for many of you who know Fred, he was my position coach for 8 years and one of my favorite people, not only in this league but in this world. He's just there's only one Fred Pugich, and you know when you're around him. But he is one hell of a football coach and somebody that really gave me my career based off how he coached me. And he held me to a really high standard early, and that really allowed me to blossom and grow under him, but at the same time gave me the freedom to go make the plays that I know I could make. There's just a singles of guys that I want to list off. Stefanski, Coach Stu, Coach Imamura, Preef, Coach Joe Woods. The list goes on and on and on in this level of guys that were a part of my career. I can't name them all, but thank you. Thank you, Stefanski. We came in together. You know, it's been an unbelievable ride, and I appreciate everything you've given me over the years. Our training staff, they're here today. Shug, Roach, Hunk, you know, this is the lifeblood of NFL football in the organization. You know, the equipment room, the training room, the PR staff, operations. You know, you guys are not only, you know, people I look up to, but you're like brothers to me. Every day coming in, that was what I looked forward to. That's what I'm going to miss, being around you guys. I'm going to miss our donut club. Shug said he got donuts, so I'm hoping to go finish those off after this. Not enough for the media, sorry. You know, those times will never, you know, you'll never forget those times. I'll never forget those times, and it was just an absolute honor to play for you guys. And thank you for getting me back on the field. Thank you for dealing with me. Thank you for, you know, I harass you all the time, but, you know, there's nobody better in this league than you guys, and you know that, how you handle the players, how you, we can trust you, we can lean on you, and thank you for that. Player development, Les Pico, Don Patterson, I think you're in the room somewhere, but, you know, they helped not only me but my family through a lot of struggles over the course of the last 11 years, and they go over and above their job and title of just developing these young players and making them mature and getting them into educational programs. They do more than that. I think you'll hear that throughout my talk is with our organization, we just go above and beyond. And it starts at the top with Rick and it starts with our ownership about their staff can do their job and they do it well and they take care of us. Dennis Ryan, thank you. The equipment room, again, is one of those places that we see and deal with every day. Dennis is a legend of this game. He's been in the NFL for 100 years, it seems like, and he looks so young, he could probably do it for 100 more. Everything you've done for me over the course of my 11 years, you know, I wouldn't be the same person and player if it wasn't for you. Adam Newman, you know, I can't thank you guys enough for what you've done for me. You know, every day it was something. Every day you're helping me. I always ask for too much, and you guys are always there to provide. And you know, I'll just miss those opportunities. We have a chance to drink your coffee and to lean on the cooler back there and BS. So I appreciate you guys. Operations staff, Diener, Luther, and Paul Martin. Paul and I has a great story. When we got drafted in 2006, Paul, I think it was one of his first days working here. Jenny needed some kind of eyeliner or mascara or something, and Paul was like, he had no idea where he was going. He's from Little Falls. He's not from the cities. He has no idea what he's doing. And it's just a story we talk about all the time about just being kind of starting this thing together. You know, he's going to go on and have an unbelievable career in the NFL. And, you know, I just, you know, I thank you for everything you guys have done for me. I appreciate it. All the weight room, you know, one of the things when you come out of the University of Iowa, you live in the weight room. And our weight staff here at the Vikings over the years, Coach Sal, he was in there trying to make Harry throw up here about 10 minutes ago. You know, unbelievable. Coach Hurd, Jeff Hurd, Chaz Mayo, Evan, Marcus, who's now in Cleveland, Tom Canavy, Martin Strait. Those guys are here for 8 years of my career. Helped me build my knee back, put that thing back together, get me back on the field in 2007, and then play 120-some games in a row because of the weight room and the things we were able to do in there. You know, it's a special place in the building, a place that we can go and grind out. It's a notorious place for football players to lurk and be around. You know, had a lot of fun, a lot of reps in there. Special thanks, Gigi up in the cafeteria. We all know Gigi's awesome over the last 10 years, 11 years. Kim Clowder, thank you for securing us everywhere we go. You're the man. Brad Madsen standing over here right now. You know, a lot of you guys know Brad. He's our community director. And he's the real MVP for guys like me who are able to have a foundation and be able to do things in the community and build relationships. That's Brad Madsen. And the things he's done for me in 11 years for our foundation, you know, you can't name them all. From getting tickets to giveaways to jerseys to getting people to come to my events to, I mean, it goes on and on. And I hope you know you're not done working with me for the next 15 to 20 years in our foundation. So thank you for everything and all those relationships you're helping me build over the last 11 years. Because without you, it wouldn't have happened. And then finally, for sports staff, our PR staff, they're probably over here right now, probably going to tell you two more questions after you're done, when I'm done talking. Bob Hagan, T. West, my guy, John Ekstrom, Sam Newton, Jeff Anderson. You know, these guys are close friends. They're not just somebody you work with or, you know, other employees. There's not an identification number on us. It's they're friends. They're like brothers, guys you work with for every day for the past decade, and I'm going to miss those relationships. And I hope you know I'm going to bother you as much as possible. But, you know, the things that come out of our mouths in the way, in the locker room and in front of the media comes from these guys, and they help us, and they help me today. When, you know, just to find out how unique today was to have a press conference, Bob said he's only done a handful, maybe less than that, about players being able to come up here and kind of have their own final press conference. And I appreciate you guys putting this together for me. You know, so circling back, I'm almost done, I'm sorry, but, you know, growing up in a small town, you're community-based, and everything is built around that community. Myron Steffen, my high school football coach, a legend in our community and a guy that, you know, gave me the belief that I could go do something bigger. Eric Denning, a guy that, you know, put the thought of being able to do something bigger than playing small-town college football to really go play at a high level and that, let my skill go and develop, and my entire community. In South Dakota, I mean, a small town, for anybody in here from a small town, you understand that when something like this happens, you build around each other and you build people up, and there's so many people in my community, I couldn't thank them all, but I bet they all have something signed. I see, at least it seems like it. University of Iowa, Kirk Ferentz, the late Norm Parker, Phil Parker, Chris Doyle, Reese Morgan, James Dobson, you know, none of this happens in the NFL without the University of Iowa. First of all, they were the only team that drove out to Mount Vernon in a snowstorm to say, to come take a look at me. They're the only ones to send a scholarship offer to me and believe in me. They're the ones that had the foresight to move this high school quarterback to safety and then to linebacker. They were the ones that built me into a 240-pound player when I was going there 195 pounds. They're the ones that gave me this dream and this opportunity, and they're also the ones that encouraged me to finish and get my degree. So now that my playing career is over, I can go on and do something else. And, you know, the respect I have for not only that program, but those men that I just named is incredible. And it's not very often you get a chance, you know, I played 11 years. Kirk Ferentz is still there doing his job because he's one of the best in the world at what he does, at coaching young men and making truly men out of them, boys to men. And that's something that he's done, he did for me, and I appreciate that. My family, this is what will get hard for me, but so many aunts and uncles, cousins, both my grandfathers who are still alive, who have been to games and supported me, thank you for everything. I mean, you know, our life is built around sports and our families, and I have a cousin that plays in the University of Minnesota football team right now. It's just our life is football, and growing up in that environment, we all wanted to have this career. I'm so proud to be able to carry the torch for my family, and it's an important responsibility when you're the person that from the family that makes it and has a name, because now you're carrying that name, and you want to have a chance to make them proud of you, not only your small town, not only your community, but also your family. And that's something I always think about every day, the decisions I make, and you know, I certainly want to make them proud. My sisters, Kelly and Jenny, their kids, Reed, Reagan, Cooper, I mean, thank you for everything. It's been incredible, this journey. My parents, my mom, you know, a lot has been written about my parents because of my dad's passing a couple years ago. And I can't say enough about the people they are and the and the kids they raised. You know, they gave us every opportunity we wanted. They let us set sail and go achieve those dreams. They gave us every intangible quality that I have, that my sisters have, to go achieve our dreams. And I am a microcosm of my parents. And the work ethic that has led me to the consistent player that I've been over the course of the last 11 years is and only because of them. And none of this would be possible without them. And but before I push this thing off the stage, but my mom, you know, she still runs the family farm on her own. The courage that she shows on an everyday basis of running that thing with my dad gone, having four daughters is such an amazing thing for me to watch. I'm so proud of her for that and the example she continues to give us. I just can't say thank you enough. pull together here. Hold on. And my dad, you know, seeing him battle through that cancer for 2 years and having him watch, you know, my career. Now I know he's looking down on me. And the most amazing man in the world, hands down. I'm so proud to, I'm so proud to carry the name that he gave me and hold it to a high standard. I'm so proud to be his son. And it was hard losing him, but at the same time, it's fun to be able to carry on his name and his legacy with my own kids. And to the little ones down here, you know, obviously you're my life. I was going to have my daughter's won a state basketball championship last weekend. I was able to coach her, which was awesome. If you're going to ask me what I'm going to do next, I'll be a coach. And I'll probably be a championship coach, it sounds like, with these guys. you know, I'm so proud to be their dad, and it's the number one job in my life, and I enjoy it every day, and I'm looking forward to doing that more and more. You guys are incredible. I almost made it the whole way without Rick crying, but and then my wife Jenny, you know, thanks for everything. The most talented person I know. She let me live out my dreams while she put hers on the back burner. I was telling her last night it's her turn now. And I don't know if she was overwhelmed by that or excited by that, but she's an amazing person. I've been told a long time ago that, you know, life will always be okay if you marry right, and I certainly married right. And I love you, an amazing person, and thank you. So I think I got through everything except for two more. You guys, media, thank you. You guys have always been there for me over the course of my career. You've always been at my events. You've always wrote, for the most part, positive things, mostly because I didn't give you any negative things to talk about. But, you know, thank you for always being there for me. I appreciate it. You know, I think, you know, sometimes, you know, people look at media as a bad thing, but you guys have been there for a lot of positive stories over the course of my career. And the fans, you know, South Dakota fans, Iowa Hawkeye fans, obviously, the millions of Minnesota Vikings fans, you know, thank you. Thank you for everything. I've been so proud to be your linebacker for the past 11 years. So, thank you. And any questions?
I guess I'll start.
Go ahead, Chris.
There was a strong likelihood you were going to retire, but you put it off after January 1st and you needed time to think about it. The last 2 months, I mean, what did you weigh and why did you come to the ultimate decision in the last 2 months?
Yeah, you know, I was about 90% retired after the season in my mind, and I wanted to make sure. You know, it's one of those decisions you don't make and come back from. You know, I wanted to make sure that I was prepared to be retired. I wanted to make sure that I was in a position where when I decided to be done, there wasn't this thought in the back of my mind that I should keep playing. And not necessarily for me, but for the people that are around me, they want their dad to be home and be happy and to be content with who he is and his lot in life and not have any regrets with his career, and that's certainly where I'm at. You know, I was told, I think this morning, Tim Smith from KMIT Radio back home told me, he's like, well, now you have to grow up and decide what you can do when you grow up. And, you know, I've been playing a game for so long and enjoying myself for so long, doesn't even seem possible. But now, you know, it's a chance to put that degree to work. But, you know, I had to meet with Coach Zim and Rick, and I was at a position at that point that I knew I wanted to retire. And I just told them, basically, when I sat down, that was my intention. That's what I wanted to do. Never had any conversation about contracts. It never got to that point because I didn't want it to. It was just a time that I knew was right, and, you know, I don't want to play football anymore.
Chad, we know what you're going to miss. What are you not going to miss about being a professional football player?
I'm excited to have in August. I'm not going to miss training camp. There's a lot more that I'll miss than that I won't miss. I love this game. I love everything about it. I love the way it challenges you. I love the people. I love the teammates. You know, so many great teammates over the years, and I can't go through them all to thank them, but, you know, it's that's the part you miss, the locker room, you know, our equipment room, our training room, our PR staff. That's the stuff that's going to be tough. You know, I don't want to tackle anybody anymore. I'm not going to miss that. you know, I'm not going to miss Sal trying to make me throw up every day, strength coach, you know. So those are a few things that I won't miss.
I'm grateful for you, Chad, that you're walking away healthy, too. You know, in this day and age, we're always watching guys, and one minute it looks like you walk away.
Yeah, you know, I'm having four children, I'm very grateful for that opportunity to walk away healthy. I'm healthier now than I was when I was 25 or 26 and playing every snap. I think the role that I was able to wrap my mind around these last couple of years and try to make the best possible full player I could be as a role player, essentially, was help preserve my health in a lot of ways too. And that really torqued me off when I first had to do it, because I'm a competitor and a player and a guy that had played every snap for so long. But at the end of the day, ended up being the best thing that happened in my career. And I'm proud that I was able to overcome my ego as an athlete and embrace those roles and try to just be as good as I could be in those roles and try to, you know, better the football team rather than worry about myself. So I'm proud to be walking away healthy and happy, and I'm ready.
What do you see next? Broadcasting, front office, coaching?
Well, Rick's not any good, so I'll probably move into that role pretty in the next couple of years. I'm already angling. No, you know, I don't want to have any plans. That's probably the part right now is I want to sit back and enjoy. As most of you guys know, it's been announced that I'm going to be a part of the Super Bowl host committee for Super Bowl 52. I'm the captain of the volunteer program, which is going to be a sweet opportunity for me. I'm looking forward to it. Believe it or not, there's people that want to hear me speak on leadership, teamwork, what it takes to kind of pull yourselves up from a lower level and finish high. And so I work with Nationally Speaking and to get out kind of things I have that I've learned and want to give out. So I'll do a lot of speaking as well. So the next step is that for now.
Chad, do you have a favorite memory, one that will be with you? Kind of describe your Vikings career.
You know, I think it's so hard to encapsulate it all with one memory. You know, I think, you know, people look back at our 2009 season, 2010 game in New Orleans, when we played down there and lost in the title game. You know, I don't look at that as a negative. We lost the game, we didn't score enough points, but the reality is that was the peak of my career, now that you look at it from a game standpoint. Playing in that game, being a part of that game, and being such a great game was an incredible memory. Winning the playoff game the week before was an incredible memory. But, you know, the best memories, the ones you'll remember forever, they won't be the tackles. You know, they won't be any of the interceptions or plays. It'll be, you know, rooming with Lieber for 5 years and spending time with the guys and having those friendships that grow over time and become more than just teammates. And I think that's something that, you know, you can't ever, you know, equate.
Chad, when you got hurt preseason your rookie year, did you ever think that there'd be a 10-11-year career for you ahead of you?
Yeah, you know, in 2006 when I got hurt, it was obviously a shock. I had gone through it before, which was a benefit. Our training staff did an incredible job of bringing me back. But to think I'd be sitting here 11 years later, and have the career that I have, you know, I could say that that's something I knew was going to happen, but, you know, the reality is I knew I had to take it day by day and become that person that got me to the NFL, you know, a consistent guy that went to work every day and just gave it everything I had. That's the only way I could make it work. You know, I'm not going to come in and fool anybody by trying to go half speed. So, and that's not something I don't think I ever did. So to say that I knew I'd have this career would be kind of a stretch, but, you know, I'm proud to have had it.
And had you not played here, how different do you think your experience in the NFL would have been?
I think it'd be, yeah, tremendously different. I think because I grew up in South Dakota to Iowa to here, I mean, I had so many fans, so many family members that could come to games, so many people that were college roommates that were able to come up and just be a part of my career and kind of let everybody experience it, sort of, rather than just, you know, if I played somewhere else, it wouldn't have been the same experience. So, you know, thinking back to 2006, my wife, actually, her goal was to be drafted by anybody north of Iowa or south of Iowa. There's like three teams, you know, four teams. Like, we go to Minnesota. And now looking back, it ends up being just an incredible opportunity. And, you know, it's been awesome.
Chad, even though you came from a small town, you mentioned the Super Bowl. When you're there, there's other people around this whole league that know of you, that haven't met you, that speak well of you. Does that, first of all, blow you away? And has anybody surprised you by contacting you that you didn't think even knew who you were?
No, I just think the thing I always have appreciated over these last 24 hours really is just the feedback and, you know, the support I've had from my current teammates and former teammates that have just been so appreciative of, you know, the leader and person that I was on the football field and in the locker room. And, you always want to be revered by the people you're around every day. I think you want to be respected by those folks, and you strive for that. And you try to come to work and be an example, especially for the young guys who are trying to have the career that you've had. You try to explain it to them the right way to do it. You try to show them, in some cases, the right way to do it. And sometimes you have to go out in the game and show them how to do it. And I think that's something I've enjoyed, and I think that's the feedback that I'll cherish the most is just from my current teammates and former teammates. I guess they're all former teammates now.
Time for two more.
There you go. Get in there.
Are you going to be crazy enough to go into coaching?
Somebody called me a smart person once. You never say never. I was told that a long time ago, too. So I'm not going to say never. I don't know. The reality is I do love coaching my kids. I love watching them compete. I love being able to be there for those moments with them. And so, yeah, I am coaching. I will continue to be a coach. To what level, I don't know. But to be able to be there every day to watch them achieve their dreams and goals now is something that I'm truly going to cherish and really thank the NFL for putting me in a position that I can do that. That's the best part. I told you she wanted to bring her trophy in there. It's as tall as her. She's pretty proud. One more. We got to have one more. Sid, you're not going to ask me anything?
You want to coach someday?
That's how it should end. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.